Hamish and Gabby, the podcast. Gabby's List.
This is a list that I haven't personally compiled, but I found it to be extremely interesting. So I wanted to share it with everyone because it's the 10 most searched how-to questions on Google.
Right.
So Google has come up with the top 10 from 2004 till now.
Yeah, right.
That people have Googled. Now, I want you to tell me if you've done any of the above because some of them I've definitely done.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Number one, how to tie a tie.
I have done that.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Because you wanted a special knot?
Or? Yeah, special knot. Mm. I knew how to do a basic tie knot and still do because I had to wear one at school.
Yeah.
But to next level it and make it look fancy.
Like a double knot or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Windsor knot or whatever you call it. Yeah.
Cool. Number two, how to kiss. Bet you've done that one.
Nah. Got that sorted.
Maybe your wife said how to help my husband kiss.
Maybe.
Number three, how to get pregnant. I thought that was pretty obvious.
Yeah. No, I haven't. I thought it was pretty obvious too, but I've never Googled that.
Number four.
Well, not exactly those words.
Number four, moving on. In the top 10 most searched how-to questions on Google, how to lose weight.
Yeah. No.
I thought that would be higher in the list.
Yeah, me too. Number
five, how to draw.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Some people are trying to get a bit of an education there.
Yeah, I've done that.
This is one you've definitely done, Hamish. Number six, how to make money.
I do that constantly.
Every day, just in case there's a new tip.
Right. First tip when you do that is don't work in radio.
Number seven, how to make pancakes.
Nah.
That's a worldwide issue right there. Everyone needs to know that one.
Shake and bake.
Yeah.
That's all I use.
That's weird. How to write a cover letter. Again, thought that would be higher.
Yeah, right.
Cover letters and resumes. Yep. I've done that 100%, trying to find templates so that it looks professional.
Yeah, definitely.
Number nine in the 10 most searched how-to questions on Google, how to make French toast. Pancakes and French toast.
Yeah,
in the
weird.
Top 10.
Yeah, no.
I thought a roast or something would be in there, maybe, because it's more complicated, but all right. And number 10 in the 10 most searched how-to questions on Google, how to lose belly fat.
Yep.
Well, don't make pancakes or French toast. Yeah,
that's a very good point. Very, very good point. Oh, I like it. And yes, I've done a few of those.
Do you reckon these are only the 10 PG-rated how-to
definitely,
questions?
Definitely.
They've maybe erased a couple in there.
Yeah, there's definitely another version that's floating around. Okay, Gab, so you know that whenever I'm super excited about, say, Star Wars or whatever, I love to do the Star Wars segment. Unfortunately, though, not a lot of Star Wars news, which is strange.
Yeah.
But not a lot of Star Wars news at the moment. So I've had to shift focus a little bit.
Yeah.
Shift focus to my second favourite movie trilogy. So
Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
So, how did I guess that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
All right. So, from the guy who bought you Star Wars. Let's talk about Star Wars. I really love Star Wars because it's so cool.
Oh, no.
We have this. Let's talk about Indiana Jones because there is no Star Wars news right now. The movies were great, except the fourth. LaBeouf ruined it. Let's all pretend it was just a trilogy. Okay, let's talk about Indiana Jones.
Let's talk about that intro first. Because how many takes did it get you to?
About 1,000 takes. It took me 2 days to make.
I've been sitting in the studio and you were in the spare one and it's not very good soundproofing.
No.
And all I could hear was this muffled sing yell.
Yep.
And I was like, what is going on?
That was me.
You wouldn't tell me.
That was me trying to make an Indiana Jones thing that was on par with my Star Wars thing.
And it's
on
par.
I think I nailed it.
No, I think I prefer Star Wars because it's shorter.
That's a good point. I don't know if you heard this or not, but there was great news last year. Harrison Ford came out to say that he'll be back as Indiana Jones in the fifth installment, which is great. This is, he actually turned up on Jimmy Kimmel talking about it.
I'll be ready. I'm excited about it.
Why are you excited about it? Because I know this is something you've been somewhat resistant to. Did they finally come up with an idea that you loved? Did you demand that they kill Indiana Jones? Are you?
No, I haven't read the script. I haven't read the script.
You haven't even read.
I'm talking about the contract.
Yeah, so he's doing it for the money, solely for the money.
That they came up with something I really liked. Yeah, like $50 million.
Yeah, exactly. Probably more than that, to be honest. And some more good news that came out this week regarding Indiana Jones 5, which is why I'm talking about it. And that is the fact that Shia LaBeouf, who ruined the last film, will not be back in this next film.
So can we call this Indiana Jones number 4?
We can.
And let's just pretend like it never happened.
I think so. I think we just go, there was a trilogy, they've added another movie.
Shia
it's coming
LaBeouf
out.
Who?
Exactly. Exactly. So that's the great news.
Gabby's embarrassing moment number
21,597.
Really getting up there.
It's getting up there, it really is. And this one is very close to home. This is affecting me on a daily basis.
Yeah, right.
And I think it's affecting my neighbour as well. So when I bought my little house a couple of months ago, about 6 months ago now, I bought in an apartment complex or a unit complex.
Yeah.
So I have very close neighbours.
You do.
It's only a small number, but we're very close.
Yeah.
And when I used to rent back in the day, I never made an effort to make friends with my neighbours because I was like, I'm only here for a short period of time. It doesn't bother me. And then I'll be gone.
Yeah.
So it's fine. But because I bought, I felt the need to actually be friends with everyone that lives around me.
Yeah.
But in the unit just up the way, I'm pretty sure he's renting.
Yeah, right.
So I think he's of the attitude of don't care.
Yeah.
I'm renting. Doesn't bother me. So when he moved in, I tried to say hi. He kind of ignored me.
Yeah.
Finally got to the point where we introduced ourselves because I was getting the bin and he thought someone was stealing something because it's outside of his unit where I was dragging it around. So we said hi and that's as close as we got.
Right.
We're not very friendly.
No.
But we'll say the odd hello.
Yeah.
But I think he's very creeped out by me and I think he's actively avoiding me now because I put a doorbell on my front door.
Sure.
Because when people knock, sometimes you don't hear it.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd put a doorbell on, and it's one of those, like, wireless doorbells.
Right.
So it's got a frequency that goes from the doorbell to the ringer inside.
Mm.
And it kept going off. And every time it went off, I'd go to the door, and I'd look out, and there's no one there.
Yeah.
But my neighbour would be swinging past, and I'd be like, oh, hey, and then I'd go back inside. And this happened a number of times.
Yeah, right.
I finally figured out what's been happening.
Yeah.
When he presses the button to open his electronic garage door, it sets off my doorbell every time. So every time he's leaving or coming home, I'm sticking my head out the door and waving. And it looks like I'm keeping tabs on him. And this poor guy is probably driving past like, how does she know? How does she know that I'm coming or going? Like, what is happening?
That's hilarious.
And he wouldn't have any idea that because he's setting my doorbell off. It just looks like I'm being a total creeper. I'm stalking my neighbour and I didn't even realise.
You need to take it to the next level. And when you answer the door, have a notebook in hand and a pen and pretend to jot down times. Or have your phone up like you're taking photos.
No, I should.
Every
you're
time.
Late today. What have you been doing?
I've been waiting. We've been banging on about this new movie, It, which opens up in cinemas today.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to it tomorrow night, a 9 p.m. session.
We wanted to do a late night session.
Yeah, well, you did.
I wanted to do a late night session because it's creepier. And if we did a late night session tonight, we'd be tired tomorrow. So we figured Friday night was best.
Yep. So I'll have no sleep for the weekend due to the night terrors I will have. Thanks to seeing this
the
film.
Day.
Anyway, there's been a lot of talk about the clowning industry of late and how there's been a bit of a downturn because of the creepy clown Pennywise in the movie It.
Yep.
So we thought we'd go straight to the top and find out if, in fact, that is the fact. And we are lucky enough to have Pam Moody, the president of the World Clowning Association, on the line with us. Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you. How are you?
We're good. Thank you. Now, you're in Florida at the moment at a convention. Is it a clowning convention?
It is a clowning convention.
What happens at a clown convention?
Oh, my goodness. We have all types of performances and classes on anything imaginable.
That sounds like the coolest thing.
Cool.
It's
so
such
cool.
an awesome industry, and it's such a happy industry. So how is the mood at the moment in the clowning industry in the light of It coming out this week in cinemas?
You know, we are really quite positive about it, and the reason for that being the original movie It has been out for 30 years. And so that really, in my opinion, actually kind of, I think, introduced the negative notation of clowns. So this is not anything really new to us. And I don't think that it is to the public either. I believe this is a remake of a very old movie. And I have respect for the creativity of the people that write and produce movies. And they are just that. They are the movies. It's not real. What we do is real.
Yeah, it is. And you bring joy to a lot of people, which is just fantastic. Do you think, though, there is then, because of the creepy clowns that are coming out of these movies, there is a market for those sorts of clowns to turn up to parties instead of the fun-loving balloon-bending clowns?
You know, I really wouldn't know because I haven't been asked to. I could see where, you know, I mean, Halloween parties in the States anyway have taken such a turn over the years as far as people really going way out to do party themes. So I could see maybe that happening, but I don't know. It wouldn't be any clown that I know.
There's none of those kind of clowns at the convention you're at the moment.
No, actually, true clowns start from just the heart. It has nothing to do with the packaging, the costuming, the makeup. All that comes secondary.
What kind of personality trait would make the perfect clown?
People that feel for other people and can react to that feeling.
So one last question just before we go. Will you personally be seeing It, the movie?
No, but quite honestly, I won't see any horror movies.
Okay.
Now, my adult daughters have seen them all, and I know that they will see them.
Uh-huh. So you're not opposed to everyone seeing it?
No, not at all. Not at all. If that's your cup of tea, then I say go for it. And I don't see any. Period.
Fair enough.
Fair call. Fair care. Well, Pam Moody, president of the World Clown Association, it's been a pleasure catching up with you this morning. Thank you very much for your time. Any truth to the rumor that all the clowns turning up to the convention that you are currently at are all turning up in the one car?
Yes, as a matter of fact, they are.
Perfect. I knew it. I knew it.
You should also see how many we can pile in one hotel room.
Oh. There we go. There we go. As the time ticks by, so do the days of our lives, Gab.
I think that's the sand through the hourglass.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I should watch more daytime television and stick away from the movies because tomorrow night we are heading to go and see Stephen King's It.
We are.
And I'm getting more and more nervous,
more and more sweaty, pumped.
So you're getting excited.
Yep.
I'm getting nervous. You can imagine how Dim from our promotions team is feeling because she is the most scared out of all of us about going. And she joins us right now. How are you feeling, Dim?
I'm not feeling okay, guys. I'm dripping with sweat.
Her heart palpitations start just when we mention the movie title. Mm. Now, yesterday, Dim and I did watch The Little Mermaid because we needed to get a bit of a control as to what we can compare her heart rate to when she does watch It. So we're going to be taking her heart rate with my little fancy Fitbit watch.
Yes, yes.
When we watched The Little Mermaid, her heart rate was quite low. On average, it was 63 beats a minute.
Wow.
Maximum.
Super fit.
Yeah, maximum was 97, but I think that was in the scary part where Ursula came out. So when we watch It on Friday night, Dim, what do you reckon your heart rate's going to be at?
I don't know. I'll probably have a heart attack.
I reckon it's, that's going to be my tip as well. It's going to be well over the hundreds.
Definitely
or nothing.
It'll be average.
It'll be
63 because at top of the range it'll be 120, but at bottom of the range it'll be zero.
It'll be zero.
It won't be registering because there'll be that much sweat on the heart rate monitor.
Oh, actually, that might be a real issue.
Might have to bring some tissues in. Okay. All right. So you're super nervous about this then, are you?
Oh, yeah. Like I'm getting a bit sweaty now, you know, thinking about it. I can't even call it the IT movie.
Well, that's the thing. And that's the thing. For this whole experience, you refuse to call it It. It is the IT movie, which makes everybody else think, and probably your brain as well, that it's...
it's a computer geek movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Something about Apple or
the technical
Steve
department
Jobs.
Of some business.
Yeah.
Like, I even sent Gab a message yesterday trying to convince her that I couldn't go.
Because it was causing deaths. Because
yeah.
the title headline was, It is causing deaths around the world.
Yeah.
They were talking about a vaccine, not the movie.
Yeah, they just used the word it.
Exactly, which comes up in pretty much every sentence.
Yeah, it does indeed. All right, so have we worked out a safe word for if you need to leave?
Oh, apples.
Okay, apples.
I feel like she'll pass out before it gets to that point, so we'll be okay.
All right, well, a little over a day to go. Are you going to be okay?
Oh, probably not. I think I'm going to need to use our counselling service between now and then.
That's what it's there for.
That's what it's there for. Good luck with that.
Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.